All right, Becky.
Hiya.
We have just seen something absolutely brilliant on the cameras where we can see the studio that The Wanted are in at the moment. Explain.
So they just started doing their deodorant.
I like it that they musk up before meeting the fans. So there's like one can of deodorant between the whole of The Wanted, and they're just going to take it in turns to spray themselves before they go out back outside to meet the public.
I loved it, but it wasn't their deodorant. Apparently there was a panic and we had to run around the building trying to find one.
The Wanted need deodorant immediately.
Mm-hmm. And so, the only one they could find was our boss's.
Yeah. Now, as you know about our boss, I don't know if you mentioned this before, he doesn't like wearing men's deodorant. He doesn't like the smell of it. So he does favour girls' deodorant. So if you are waiting outside for The Wanted at the moment, and there is quite a few girls, and when they walk past, when they leave the building, think to yourself, wow, they really smell like girls, then that's why.
Do you think it was a bit too much when I buzzed through on like the on the speaker into their studio and went, that's it, lads, musk up.
That really freaked them out. And then they started to take their clothes off.
A voice coming out of nowhere.
Musk up, lads.
The boss has been on. He says it's unisex. I disagree.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I literally have no clothes now. Not right now, obviously. If you see me wearing the same thing a couple of days this week, then that's why.
I did, because I was looking at the text then, I did sort of hesitate before looking up just in case you'd stripped during that last track.
No, nothing to see here.
Bit inappropriate.
Do you ever get to the point in your house where there's such a backlog of washing that you don't think you're ever going to be able to do it all?
No, but then I'm quite organised, so
right.
I have to do it like every few days.
Well, I think I mentioned this before. That's my job in the house.
You're in charge of everyone's washing, aren't you?
I am in charge of everybody's washing, including my flatmate's girlfriend, which still freaks me out a little bit.
You see, if I lived in your house, I wouldn't want you washing my underwear.
Why not?
I think it's just a bit too...
Bit too personal.
Yeah.
I've kind of got used to it now, because you remember a few weeks ago I was saying, well, don't like it, but I'm...
Would you not find that weird? Like, if I brought in my washing and said to you, I'm sorry, my washing machine's broken, would you wash my underwear?
I'd wash your bras.
I think that's too... What about
my
knickers?
Far? Yeah, no, I know you quite well.
Do you ever get tempted to try them on?
What are you on about?
I don't know, that wasn't my question. That
Hang on a second, how did that go from I'm washing my flatmate's girlfriend's clothes to do I ever try them on round the house?
Well, you know, I sometimes wear my boyfriend's boxer shorts.
Well, sometimes. No, I don't. I do not. Anyway, I've got no clothes.
Why?
Because I thought I'm never going to get all this washing done. You know that I'm the chief washer. Well, I'm the only washer, so it's my job. So I just thought, what I'd do is put it all in a bin bag and take it down the laundrette, because it would just be easier.
Yeah.
Service wash. I wasn't going to sit there for the whole, 3 hours. So I thought, right, I'll do that. Get the bin bag, put all of the clothes, and this mostly my clothes, to be fair, in this bin bag.
Logical.
At the same time, my flatmate is putting out loads of rubbish. The bin bags get mixed up, and he puts all of my clothes, which I was about to take to the laundrette, out for the rubbish. I didn't realise this at the time. What? And the bin men came and collected it.
Oh, my God.
So they now have my clothes. Now, how do I go about retrieving these? I know they have bin juice on.
At what point did you find out? Was it when you got to the laundrette with the bag of rubbish?
No, I didn't
get
that
far. Did you
not
think as it was leaking as you were going down the road, like, maybe this isn't my pants?
These are not my clothes. No, I realised...
It smells a bit of fish.
No, I realised quite soon after, with that horrible moment of realisation of, like, oh, no.
So what's gone?
Like, loads of my shirts.
Not the lush checked ones.
Yeah, all of them.
Oh.
So I don't want to, obviously, I'll buy some more, but that's not the point.
What about the jumper with the little metal bit on the back?
No, I think that's safe.
Okay.
Phew.
What about the denim shorts?
I think they've gone. You'll be pleased to know.
This is a sad day.
Can I go to the tip?
No, I think it's all, like, mushed down by now, isn't it? How long ago was this? Over the weekend?
Yeah.
No, I think it's gone.
Does it get crunched up straight away? Or could I possibly go to the tip and see if my clothes are still there?
Would you actually want them back?
You just have a bit of a rummage.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can you quickly check on eBay for me to see if there's any Scott Mills pants on there? Just quickly look. Well, because they may have realised.
What, and they're going to go on eBay?
Well...
Scott Mills puts ice cream in his pants.
What?
Anthea Turner snoops around Scott Mills' house and finds pants. No, I can't...
That sounds really weird if you don't know what happened.
What, Scott Mills puts ice cream in his pants? That looks quite a good video.
That was just a feature we did a while ago where I had to put ice down my pants. So, you asked.
Sorry, I wasn't on eBay. I realised I just Googled Scott Mills pants, which...
Right.
And in hindsight, probably wasn't the best thing to do it.
There was another time when Anthea Turner went round my old house and just snooped around through my drawers. That's what that is. Nothing on eBay, no?
No.
Some people are saying that I will never see them again. Like Joe, off of Lidner's Ann's, he runs a waste transfer station and they're going to be in a landfill site as we speak.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I feel like everyone is laughing at my clothes disaster. Even Loic Kassian at the beginning of his song. I put on my jeans and shirt and shoes. Well, that's all right for you, isn't it? I can't.
It's like when you split up with someone and there's just love songs everywhere.
Yeah, it's that. I just want my clothes back. They're in a landfill. It's 20 to 5. Okay, we are going to play Who's That Tweeting. Celebrities, they love a bit of Twitter, don't they? But who said what? So we've got a selection of tweets from famouses. You just tell me. Who said it? So it's me playing against Becky. Play along at home, and you can get 10 Scott Mills points for every correct celeb that you get. It's Who's That Tweeting? Please welcome today's voice of the tweet. It's Smooth Talking Dan.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Dan. Thanks for doing this.
So smooth.
Hi.
Always.
So let's have the first tweet, please. Who is this tweeting?
Last night of the tour tonight. Going to go heavy on the English accent tonight. Sorry if I offend most of you.
So it's someone that is doing a tour. It could be anyone. There's loads of people on tour at the moment. And is going to do their English accent. Can we hear that one more time, please, Dan?
Last night of the tour tonight. Going to go heavy on the English accent tonight. Sorry if I offend most of you.
So it's someone that's going to attempt to do quite a bad English accent on stage.
I am going to say Katy Perry. Is she still on tour?
I think she might have just finished, but she's been on recently, hasn't she? Why are you saying her?
Because I'd quite like to hear her English accent. My favourite English accent is Jason Derulo.
Yeah, and he does
but
it every time.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we've heard this before, Jace. All right, mate, how are you doing in London? I am going to say... Oh, he does a really bad accent, English accent. I don't know, Pink. That's my guess. What's the correct answer, please, Dan?
It is Katy Perry.
Oh, yes!
Oh, how did you get
well
that?
Well done.
Well, no, I was just trying to think of someone who was on tour at the moment, and the only person I could think of who was on tour and on Twitter was Katy Perry.
You think she speaks a bit like Russell? What?
No, I think she's very posh. I think she probably does one a bit like the Queen.
Like the Queen, yeah. Well done. Becky gets 1 point for guessing Katy Perry.
10 points.
Oh, sorry, 10 points. Oh, nearly shortchanged, yeah. Okay, next tweet, please.
I hate sandwiches. Do you know that? If there's one thing I want you to know about me, is that I hate sandwiches.
So it's someone that hates sandwiches. There's something really off-putting going on in the live lounge right now, which may force me to have to to stop this.
What
the
is
wanted,
it, please?
The wanted are getting naked.
Let's have a look, then.
Come
no,
on, then.
I can't see it.
Put it away now, haven't they?
No.
Yeah, no. Can you not see that?
No.
Do feel free to come around and have a look.
Hang on. You would, though. If you were here, you would have a look.
Let's have the tweet again.
I'm getting distracted. See, was the good one
I'm
as well.
I'm going to say Louis Walsh.
I've completely forgotten what the tweet was.
I hate sandwiches. Do you know that? If there's one thing I want you to know about me, it's that I hate sandwiches.
Okay, someone that hates sandwiches.
Louis Walsh.
Does he hate sandwiches?
Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah.
I am going to say, I don't know, Gary Barlow. But
ooh,
no, that's no,
a good
no,
one.
Because I've seen him eat a sandwich. So he can't hate them. Okay, I will go with...
I can see now why you don't normally play this game.
Yeah, Max from The Wanted. What's the answer?
The correct answer is Calvin Harris, of course.
Oh.
Hate sandwiches.
Never knew that. Next tweet, please.
A life lesson learnt. Don't do battle with a chicken chili man wearing a white T-shirt and expect to leave unscathed.
Right, so it's someone that's had a bit of an accident with a... Is that Chinese food, yeah? Who's that? Wearing a white T-shirt?
I think it's one of One Direction, and I am going to say Niall.
I am going to say Frankie Kokoza.
The correct answer is Professor Green.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's always wearing it. No, he always wears those denim shirts. I've never seen him in a white shirt.
No, I haven't.
That was a tricky one. Next.
Stole two pillows from the hotel. I was going to the gig as Nicki Minaj.
Again, please.
Stole two pillows from the hotel. I was going to the gig as Nicki Minaj.
Amy Childs from The Only Way Is Essex.
She's got her own.
Yeah, she wouldn't need to steal them, would she?
I don't think they're boob ones, are they? I thought they were for bum.
Oh, are they?
Oh.
I don't know. I just thought they'd be for boobs. That's what I... on the head. Oh, hair! Who would steal things from a hotel? Oh.
Someone who works in this building.
Is it? Who's a thief at Radio 1?
Oh, I think it's Grimmy.
Does he steal things from hotels?
No, but he's obsessed with Minaj. So I'm going to say Nick Grimshaw.
Nick Grimshaw. I am going to say... Fern Cotton.
Tim Westwood.
What?
Yeah.
Westwood?
Mm-hmm.
We need to have a word with them about this in a minute. Why was he going to go as Nicki Minaj?
I want to know what he was going to do with the pillows.
Well, so do I. Let's ask him in a minute. One more.
PJ and Duncan were overrated. There, I said it.
Aunt McPartlin.
I'm going to say... I'm useless at this.
Or it might be Sam off Sam and Mark.
Yes.
Wanting to steal their
That's right,
wanting
to steal
crown.
Their limelight, yeah. I'm going to say... I'm just going to nick yours. I'm going to say Mark off of Sam and Mark.
The answer is, of course, Zane Lowe.
Of course. That's why I love the randomness of this game. Never rated PJ and Duncan, Zane Lowe. Well, let me know how you did on 81199. That was Who's That Tweeting. Thanks very much. Smooth Talking Dan.
Thank you.
Nice one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yay, 10 Scott Mills points for ribs off of Scotland. You got Katy Perry correct. Loads of people got the one right. And quite a few got Calvin Harris not liking sandwiches as well. Apparently, Katy Perry's Scottish accent isn't up to much either, really. And she did the awful English accent at her Nottingham gig. Quite a few people have been on about that. Did you find out from Westwood why he nicked the pillows from the hotel?
Yes, he was using them as bum implants.
Oh, right, as you thought.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
What's going on, Becky?
I'm very happy today.
Go on.
I've had two bits of amazing news.
Right.
One, my fire warden jacket has turned up, which is brilliant. And two, I've been asked to be Pudsey's girlfriend.
What?
Wicked, isn't it?
Right, okay. So, fire warden jacket, I get that.
Yeah.
Is it high-vis?
I did the, do you remember a few weeks ago, I did the fire warden training.
Very proud of it, you were too.
Apparently, it's upstairs now on my desk.
Oh, get that. I would like to see you model that for us, if you would,
yeah.
In a minute.
I'll go and get it. It's good, isn't it?
And, okay, Pudsey's girlfriend off of Children in Need, Pudsey.
Yeah.
Explain, please. What?
Just ask me to...
What do you mean?
Well, they want me to be Blush, Pudsey's girlfriend.
I didn't even know Pudsey had a girlfriend.
I'm not sure if it's been confirmed yet, but they're together quite a lot of the time.
I think
they might still say they're friends.
Oh, is it that?
Mm.
Right. Can you explain how this has happened, please, and when and why?
Just got an email.
Saying, do you want to be Pudsey the Bear's girlfriend?
Do you fancy being Blush? quick meeting at Wednesday at 4.
And you're going to be on Actual Children in Need?
Well, yeah, if I say yes.
This is incredible news.
Yeah.
This is brilliant. Who's Pudsey?
Pudsey?
Oh. This is so weird.
Who did you think was Pudsey?
Well, I imagine
there's
that
only one Pudsey.
Well, I know there's one Pudsey, but I imagine it's a man in a suit of some sort.
No.
Or is it... No.
Pudsey.
Okay.
Pudsey Bear.
Yes.
Off Children in Need.
Oh, yeah, I know that,
yeah.
But it's obviously a bloke in there, isn't it?
No.
Right, you're really confusing me today. Let me talk to you more about this in a minute.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I need to say to the person who is with their child, who is 5 years of old, their daughter, and listening to Radio 1, Pudsey, of course, is real and not a man in a suit.
I told you.
Sorry,
I was mad.
I got that wrong, sorry. That's the official Children in Need song this year, The Collective and Teardrop. What I want to know is, what meeting did some top BBC executive think to themselves, right, so, guys, who can we have to play Pudsey's girlfriend on Children in Need? Fiona Bruce? No. Too classy. Caroline Flack? No, she wouldn't do it. Too classy still. Denise Welsh off Loose Women. No, still too classy. How about Becky from the Scott Mills Show? That's a brilliant idea. Let's do it. You've got to say yes. What do you think, Chris Smith?
Well, as Pudsey is, as you just said, obviously a real bear,
yeah.
Wouldn't he be disappointed when he finds out that his girlfriend is... it's Becky in a suit.
When you take the head off and it's just you, you're like, oh, right. Please say yes. Reply to the email, please. You've got to do it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Let's go down to Stupid Street. I am making a film, as I have mentioned before, and I will tell you how you can help me today, because I'm asking for your help every day. Very soon. Now, you know, films need sound effects. They're actually a very important part of films, and you don't always realise when you're watching, but if there weren't any sound effects, it would just be really weird. So I put Smooth Talking Dan in charge of sound effects for the Radio 1 movie that we're making.
As you do.
Well, he needed a role. He couldn't be bothered, so just got the people of Stupid Street to do them instead.
Right.
Do you think Stupid Street are any good at doing sound effects for the movie? Because we need loads.
Well, it depends what sort of effects you want.
Well, yeah.
Like, if it's, you know, animals or...
I think they're quite versatile. Quite a versatile bunch.
Right.
So, here's my question. Smooth Talking Dan, head of sound effects, goes out onto Stupid Street. Out of 9 sound effects, how many of them will be any good? That's my question.
But I don't know what sound effects they are yet.
No. Play along at home. 10 Scott Mills points.
I'm just trying to think about how many sound effects I can do.
Okay, what can you do?
Not very many, to be honest.
For instance...
I don't think I could do any at all apart from, like, my own voice or, like, banging the desk. Or, do you know what I mean? Or, like, coughing.
Right.
So, do you know what I mean? I could do things that I've got in front of me, like typing.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do, like, impressions or anything.
Okay.
So I think it's actually quite hard. I'm going to say 3, and that's generous.
3 out of 9, of these sound effects will be any good.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's find out.
Right, so basically we're doing this Radio 1 movie and I've been asked to get some sound effects. But I was going to do it on the computer, but like, it all broke. So could you maybe do the sound effect of... This is quite a hard one, but like curtains closing.
Say that again. I don't know what the... was.
That's the bit where it reaches the stopper in the middle.
Oh, I see. Let's hear what actual curtains sound like when they close. Really?
I think that's quite good.
And now back to Stupid Street. Okay.
Almost.
Not actually that dissimilar, is it?
If you had pictures at the same time and you weren't paying that much attention, that could be curtains.
I'm not sure about the at the end, but I think that was a good one. That counts as good.
I'm impressed with that. Yeah. That surprised me.
Next.
In part of the film... Ollie Murs, the pop star, is in the Portaloo.
Yeah.
Can you try and do a sound effect of Ollie Murs in the loo? That was amazing, that one.
That's so weird, because that is exactly what he sounds like in the loo. Remember, I went on a desert trek with him.
Have you got the real Ollie Murs in the loo now to play?
Would you like to hear that?
Yes, please.
And now...
when I said that, I was joking. I didn't actually think you had it.
Yeah, that's him. Just a few weeks ago, Radio 1. And now...
Does he know you recorded that?
He doesn't mind. I don't know what that was, but it wasn't any good.
A different day, different meal?
Well, no, I don't think that can be counted as good. No, that gets a big fat... Next.
I've been pushed for time, so it's all right if you just do some kind of, like, pretend sound effects.
Okay.
Also, I'm going to get in trouble with the producer. Okay. So if you could just do, like, a sound effect of, like, a spaceship taking off, that first one.
How do you make a spaceship?
Yeah, that was actually really good.
Really, really good, thanks. This is a spaceship taking off. Good or not, I can't really decide.
Have you got real spaceship?
You know what, I haven't. Not to hand. I've got Ollie Murs in the loo again. I think not good. No, let's move on. Next.
Can you just do one of, like, it's a bit weird, it's for our film again, just like of like a cockerel.
What's a cockerel sound like? Baka, baka? Baka, baka?
Yep. Baka, baka.
Becky, Becky.
Baka, baka.
I don't think that's cockerel like.
Is it? Yeah, but isn't a cockerel, but.
Baka, baka.
What, how was that again, Becky?
Isn't it? The one that makes wakes you up in the morning.
Oh.
Yeah. Bop, 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 bop. It's just a chicken.
Baka, baka.
I like it. She said it with a question.
The curious chicken.
Yeah, it's like, is that how you do it?
It's baka, baka.
See, if we'd wanted a curious chicken, she'd have been the perfect girl for the job.
No, no good. Next.
Can you try and do one of a giraffe? I've never heard giraffe, you know, with a long neck.
I know, but do they have a sound?
Do it again.
I don't think I've ever heard a giraffe.
No, they just sort of snort and sort
of. They don't do this.
Is it the same as Ollie Mears in the toilet? Probably.
No, that can't be counted as good. Next.
Can you try and do a sound effect of like a hammer? Okay. Can you try and do one of a train?
A train?
Yeah.
No.
Exactly the same. A hammer and a train sound exactly the same.
I thought a hammer was like.
Well, no, you're wrong.
Can you try and do a sound effect of like a hammer? Okay. Can you try and do one of a train?
A train?
Yeah.
No.
Really similar. No, not any good.
Can you try and do one of like. It says rapping. I don't know if it means like Christmas rapping or like hip hop rapping. But could you do like maybe a sound effect of like rapping a present?
Ew.
It's more. I think you'll find.
What sort of paper are you using? No, rapping is like. When you do the scissors on the paper, and then it's like. And then you've got
doing
to do
this on
the
radio. Okay. Okay. So that one, any good, no?
No.
All right. And this one.
Now maybe like a rap, like Jay-Z style rap.
Yo, wicker wicker. Oh, no, that's
that. That was good. That was a good start.
Oh, it started off so well as well.
Yo, wicker wicker. Oh, yo, my name is Kate, innit?
Yeah, that was good, actually.
That's Kate there. Any good?
Yeah, it's all right.
I've heard worse raps in some of the songs we play, to be fair. I really have.
Yo, wicker wicker. Oh, yo, my name is Kate, innit?
Yeah, that was good, actually.
I'm saying that's a good one. So, out of nine sound effects from the people of Stupid Street, two of them were any cop. Let me know if you played along at home, how many you got.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I'm making a film. I've mentioned it a few times.
Someone texted in to say you've only just mentioned it a bit less than Lauren going out on her 10-year relationship with Mark on Only Ways Essex.
Is that right?
Did you know they were together 10 years?
Yeah, I heard that, yeah. Yeah. She's mentioned that before, yeah. So this film, we've got a few weeks to make it. We've never made a film before. We don't know what we're doing. And some people are saying, is it a bit like that Life in a Day thing, which is brilliant? Yeah, it is a bit like that, yes. But imagine if Life in a Day had Ollie Mears and Zane Lowe in it. How brilliant would that be? I mean, it's great as it is, but imagine if Mears and Zane Lowe were in it. That's what it's going to be like. Now, I'm asking for little bits of help every day. This is not going to be something that everyone who is listening is brilliant at. I know you're all amazing at jazz hands. We've established that. But a few people listening may know how to do this, because we've got, what, over 6 million people listening? Mm. Surely one person can help. I am looking for somebody that can do animation. So maybe you've studied it. Maybe you just like doing cartoons.
So you're not talking about the little stick man at the corner of your exercise book and then you can just flick through and he's like...
I need it to be a bit more advanced than that.
Well, I could do one where he starts with his umbrella closed and then he's open by the end of it.
Once again, I need something a bit more than that, like proper animation. Maybe, what's his name, Nick Parks is listening and has some spare plasticine. You never know. I'd be rubbish at this. I can't draw. We've established this before. You asked me to even draw, like, the simplest of things that most people can draw, like a cat or a dog. I just can't visualise it in my head. So, You can
visualise it, you just can't put it to...
I know what a cat or a dog looks like, but once pen goes to paper, it goes really wrong. I just can't get it down there. So, people who are good at animation, please would you email me, because I really need your help for the movie. You can email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Maybe your company does it. Maybe you've studied it at school or at uni. Maybe you run Pixar. I can hope. Please email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's the help I need today for the film. Anyone that's good at animation, thanks for your help.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.